What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today, I am excited to talk about Spider-Man 2. I finished and beat that. My early impressions of Super Mario Wonder, and all of that encapsulated in the topic I want to talk about regarding getting to watch or just experience stuff as spoiler-free or knowing as little as possible. But before I get into all that, as always, if this is your first time here, then welcome. But if you're a returning listener and or watcher, then welcome back. Y'all know here at Danny to Talk, it's all about fatherhood and family, manga, anime, and some gaming. So it's been a few weeks, at least since I've done like a proper recording. I've released a couple of things I had in the vault here and there over the last couple of weeks, whatever, but man. I hope all of y'all out there have been doing well. I know it's lots of crazy stuff still going on in the world, and just life in general has just been just very crazy, very stressful. I imagine for a lot of us out there, just life in general, adulting, parenting, etc., etc. But I feel like I needed to record, I needed to do a show, even if it's only, you know, under an hour or whatever. I just feel like I just need to get this off my mind, off my chest, just because like it has been an insane time these last few weeks since I did like a proper episode. And like I said, just kind of wanted to obviously talk about, like I said, like I mentioned up top, Spider-Man 2 and stuff. But, you know, just kind of air some of my personal grievances and stuff, whatever. And all that stuff. But before I get out and get into all that crazy mess, whatever, I do want to say, of course, I got to start the show off by wishing a very big and very awesome happy birthday to my son, my baby boy, Vash. Oops. He turned 6 today. And so, things, you know, it's just kind of crazy, just kind of thinking about the reality of having a 6-year-old. And just everything that's happened over these 6 years of his life and stuff. And even just today itself has just been another whirlwind of things, because I was hoping things would kind of like slow down a bit, because I'm going to get to some work stuff in a second or whatever. But I was, okay, cool, going to have Vash's birthday, do some stuff, da-da-da-da. Well, unfortunately, last night, my wife got... seems like she got food poisoning, so she's been down in there all day, which of course means I had to pick up and carry the torch for everything today. So, you know, getting everybody to school, you know, and then having to leave work early so I can pick up everybody and, you know, do all the extra stuff, whatever, and then go and do the shopping and stuff for the birthday, little birthday celebration we did here at the house, whatever. And so, yeah, so that was a lot. And then on top of that, before I went and got the stuff for the birthday thing or whatever, I was like, okay, it's time for me to get my oil changed. So I was like, let me go ahead and do that now. Kind of the weather going to be crazy tomorrow, yada, yada, yada. Go to get that or whatever. Had a couple other things, whatever, I had to get done. You know, ended up having to drop like a little under $100 for that. And then on top of that, found out that my freaking front shocks on my truck are in terrible condition, so I gotta figure out how I'm gonna handle that, because apparently that's gonna cost like close to $1,000, which I definitely do not have. But it is also now a potential safety concern, you know. So I'm like, crap, like how am I, you know, it just kind of goes back to the thing I talked about in like a previous episode, to where it was like, man, we were just months away from having my wife's car paid off, and then a bunch of stuff happened, and so I ended up having to, you know, trade it in, get her a new car, And now, same thing with my car, my SUV. I think mine was going to be paid off by, I think, by end of next year, potentially. And now it's like, man, okay, do I keep on? Because if I'm having these problems with the shock cover, because that's a, maybe a grand there. And then who knows what else, because it's a 2015. And so I'm like, man, you know, it's getting close to almost being 10 years old. And y'all know I put a lot of driving, a lot of wear and tear on my vehicles and stuff, just on just normal commuting to work, because my commute to work could be, you know, depending on traffic or whatever, it could be 40 minutes to an hour some days. And then not to mention all the running around with, you know, the kids and sports and stuff, whatever, and events or whatever. So I don't know, I gotta cross that bridge. But but anyway, so like I said, dealing with, you know, wife being sick, Vash's birthday, now car problems. And it's like, good Lord, when will the madness end? And then, like I kind of hinted at, like the work stuff I've been going through, I just came through a huge gauntlet from the last couple of weeks, where we had a, just brief reminder for those that might have forgot, I work in IT in the medical field. So I set up a lot of computers and stuff for clinics and urgent care centers and stuff, whatever, across the Metroplex. So we had 6 new clinics that they were opening up or redoing or taking over, whatever, that all were going to be going opening up within a week's time span. And so having to get equipment for all 6, I think I ended up doing close to 200 computers that I had to do for those. And then I had to go out on site to deliver some extra equipment on the respective days where they were doing the installs and stuff, and then just a bunch of other stuff with that. So like I was super tired, like freaking, and I ain't talking about just like, oh, you know, 200 super tiny computers. I'm talking about like, no, all in ones. And for those of y'all who don't know, like an all-in-one computer, so those are at least like 24 inches, a little bit of weight. So I'm slinging around 200 boxes, you know, unboxing, plugging up, imaging, make sure they're configured right, boxing back up, and doing all that or whatever. I did that within the span of like a week and a half, 2 weeks, pretty much since the last time I did a full podcast episode. And so I was like, man, like that was such a gauntlet to go through. That I was like, I have to use some PTO. So next week, I'm taking 3 days off, and I'm doing it on the back end of the week. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday into the weekend, and this is the week before Thanksgiving or whatever, I'm doing this. So it kind of be perfect timing, because normally during the holidays or whatever, especially like a week like that, things tend to be kind of slow as well. So it's like, that's why I'd rather, you know, use my PTO then, because I've talked about it before. Some people might be like, man, like, why don't you use PTO during the holidays while the kids are out of school? And it's like, no, because for me, I don't get rest, you know, because it's like, okay, if I'm taking time off to rest, then me taking time off while the kids are off of school, I'm not going to get no rest. So that's why I take it off. That way it's like, hey, everybody is gone to school, out the house, I can sleep peacefully, relax, no disruptions, whatever. So yes, I'm definitely looking forward to getting to that next week or whatever. So, but yeah, y'all, it was an insane gauntlet to go through with that. Like I said, just now getting here to Vash's birthday today. I'm going to just say it again. Happy birthday, son. If you ever get to watch this again in the future when you're older, you turn freaking 6 today, man. That is so freaking insane. And I was asking Vash the other day, like, what he wanted. He said he wanted some cake. I was like, you want cake or cupcakes? And he was like, what did he say? I think he said, he said he wants some cakes, and then he said he wants 10, he wanted 10 big cakes. I'm like, okay, son. But yeah, I, you know, got some cupcakes, and then asked him what he wanted to eat. He wanted some chicken burger, so I went and got some of our family favorite chicken patties and air fried them up. And, you know, we kids and stuff made burgers, and so we had that, got some nice juices to drink and the cupcakes and stuff. So all in all, you know, we didn't get to do nothing too flashy or whatever, but it was still just a nice little cool moment. I just, you know, glad to be able to just to do something with him, whatever. So like I said, hopefully you get to do bigger and better things as the journey continues and stuff. So but yeah, y'all, it has just been an insane time. Like I said, just super busy. Like I've been wanting to record so badly, like especially like the last few days. But every day when it gets got close, like around like 8, 9 o'clock, and I'm like, okay, kids are about to be settled down and taken care of, so I can start prepping to record. My body's been like, or maybe we go lay down. And so I was like, no, I want to at least record this on Vash's birthday, so I can, you know, do it then or whatever. And like I said, then my wife got sick and stuff, but I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna muscle through, get this done and stuff. So, but yeah, it's been crazy. Other little update too, whatever. Unfortunately, we no longer have Luna, our Australian Shepherd that we had last time I recorded. And I feel like it was a situation for the best, where we kind of found her a new home. Just because, so when I had recorded last time and talked about her for the first time, we had already had her for 2 weeks at that point. And so pretty much it was towards the end of the following week, because it just kind of the reality of how much work and stuff was going to go into having to take care of her and stuff, whatever. Especially, you know, like I said, her being a puppy, like she was, what, like I said, 10, 12 weeks old or whatever. So she's only a couple months old. And so, you know, we've dog sat, like one of my sister-in-law's dogs before, but that dog is like an adult dog that is like fully trained and stuff, that won't bark at you, won't bite at you and stuff, whatever, will just be silent and won't go running off, all this stuff, whatever. So I think that, and of course, you know, kids are kids and so, but it's like, you know, the kids didn't really fully comprehend, you know, what all it entails, having not just a dog in the house, but having a puppy, a big puppy at that or whatever. So, and so it kind of was a situation to where, I think my wife is getting ready to go out to do like a Halloween girls weekend that she was doing with her friends, in the city or whatever, but they're all going to be staying together doing stuff for a few days. And so I had already been kind of tired from just different stuff, whatever. And then this project I was getting ready to start ramping up for, whatever, it was kind of a thing of like looking at the reality of stuff and looking at like, okay, like this is a lot. And this is during our kind of quote unquote downtime and slow time as a family, to where it was like, you know, the sports stuff isn't going too crazy, whatever, but it's going to be ramping up within a few weeks, whatever. And so it's just me just being realistic and just thinking like, man, the dog is super awesome, super adorable. The kids love her and stuff, but it's like doing what's best for the dog and for the long term or whatever. You know, things kind of worked out to where my wife was out walking the dog. So kind of a full circle moment to where how she was out somewhere with the kids that one weekend and ran into somebody who was giving her away and took her. Well, she was out walking the dog, walked to the corner store across the street, and met a gentleman, an older guy, who fell in love with the dog and was talking, you know, about the dog and all this stuff, whatever. And so we found out that the guy, him and his wife are getting ready to retire. They just bought like a big house and property out on the lake. So it's gonna be, you know, big house, lots of land and stuff, whatever. They had kids or grandkids or something or whatever. And so just kind of like, you know, talking to my wife, and like I said, I was like, you know what, maybe this is the sign and this is the time to find her a better home and stuff. And that's what we did. You know, of course, my wife was boohooing and stuff. Some of the kids was distraught and stuff, whatever, understandably so, even though it only been a few weeks, you know, they get attached and stuff. Especially my middle son, he is like, he's kind of like the animal whisperer. To where like the cats, this dog we had, Luna, the dogs we dog sat or whatever, every times when I'm walking through the house just checking everybody in the middle of the night or whatever, and the pets will be snuggled up with him in the bed or on the floor at the foot of his bed or whatever and stuff. So he's definitely the pet whisperer of the family and stuff. So, but like I said, hopefully Luna is doing well and happy at her new home and stuff. So that happened. And trying to think, last little family stuff. Football season ended for my son. I think he said he's not gonna be doing football anymore. But I will say I'm proud of him of at least trying it out and sticking with it throughout the whole season. And hey, I definitely gotta say, and we told him, I'm like, hey, if this is the only time you do football, then he had a heck of a 1 year doing football, because the second to last game, he caught an interception and ran it back for a touchdown. So it's like, okay, you got to experience getting a touchdown in a game, and they won the district championship. So he got to score a touchdown, he got to get an interception, score a touchdown, and win a district championship. So not bad for your first and only year potentially of doing football. And so we're getting ready to ramp up to the main events next week, actually coinciding with the week I'm taking off some PTO time from work. Cross country starts next week and basketball season starts next week. And this year I now have 3 kids doing basketball, because my oldest daughter, the one who's primarily done track all her life, she don't know. I still haven't had a conversation with her, but she had an interest in trying out basketball, and she went through the tryouts and stuff, whatever, with her sister and stuff, and she made the team. So very proud of her, very excited to see how this goes, because I haven't, you know, she's kind of like played around with basketball and stuff here and there. Of course, you know, she'll go to the park and stuff with her sister and my oldest son. Those two that have been doing basketball, and you know, I know they'll play around and stuff, whatever. So, but it's kind of interesting. Like I said, like my son being interested in doing football after all this time, and now her kind of interested in not just, you know, going beyond just track and cross country to trying out basketball. So we'll see how all that goes next week. So but lots of interesting things going on and shifting around life and family wise. Like I said, I am just like, you know, baseline things are good, but like I said, I just feel the weight of everything. Like I'm mentally tired, physically, emotionally, all that stuff, whatever. But wanted to come on here and talk about some stuff. And so, like I said, I'm kind of keep this kind of tight, because, like, man, my eyes feel mega heavy. But I'm still, like I said, I'm still happy I'm doing this, just, like I said, to get to talk to y'all, because I know there is somebody out there, hopefully, that has been missing me, missing my voice, and hopefully this brightens your day, brightens your week. Hear from me and stuff. So like I said, I want to try to do stuff, because another thing too, like I was laughing about the other day, like I still have a handful of episodes from like reviews and discussions and stuff, whatever, that I recorded a while back and just been sitting on. It's like, man, instead of me just having weeks of nothing released, I could be doing that stuff, whatever, because that is the point of me having recorded those and just putting them in the vault, was for times like this, where it's like, man, I'm tired, but I still want to release something or whatever. But anywho, rambling on that. Real quick, I got to give a shout out to Is A Press for sending me this nice little care package. Because over the weekend when my wife was getting ready to leave the house, and there was a box outside, and it had my name on it. She was like, "You got some mail." And I'm like, "Don't nobody care about Robert too much to be sending me nothing." And so, you know, I was laying in bed, kind of half tired, trying to rest. And then I saw the Is A logo, and I was like, "What is that?" And so, pretty much, Is A, who is a kind of like a sister slash branch of Yen Press, sent me a review copy of this manga called, or webtoon called, Seven Fates Chako. So, interested in checking it out. I haven't really ever heard of this one, but super happy that they thought of me over there. And honestly, I don't remember signing up to be on a press list, but hey, I would gladly and grateful to be considered for this stuff. Cause like I said, it was a nice surprise, like I said, for tired Robert, who had a, like I said, just been slamming busy, whatever, just to know that, hey, somebody out there is thinking of your boy, and sent me this nice little care package and stuff. So, and I guess, sorry for the audio on listeners, because I'm showing off stuff. So I'm showing items, which I'm going to post on my Twitter and stuff sometime later this week or whatever. But send me some like stickers and a little tote bag and stuff, and of course the physical copy of the webtoon and stuff. So very happy to have that, and hopefully the first of many awesome things to come. But yeah, so transitioning. So it has been a lot of great things going on that I've got to play, read, watch, all that stuff lately. And I'm still planning on, hopefully in the next week or so, maybe trying to record a fall anime episode where I kind of deep dive into some of the stuff that I've been watching and keeping up with and stuff, whatever. But like I said, it's just, life has just been crazy. But hopefully I can get that to y'all before Thanksgiving. But I do briefly just want to just give a quick shout out to Gen V that finished up. That was a dope season. For those of y'all who don't know, Gen V is a spinoff of The Boys series on Amazon Prime. And this first season took place but after season 3 and is a setup for season 4. That's all I'll say about that. It's all directly connected, so I highly recommend, if you enjoy watching The Boys, check out Gen V. Very awesome show. A couple of fall anime I'll just shut up really quickly, whatever. I've already talked about Free Room Beyond Journey's End. I freaking love that show. It's so excited to get to watch it every week. Just because like the one volume of it that I read a year plus ago or whatever, like, I'm so happy that I just stopped at that one volume and getting to experience it, the rest of the stuff fresh in the anime, because Madhouse is doing a fantastic job with it. Other anime I got a shout out is Apothecary Diaries. Man, that one blew my expectations out of the water, because I always heard great things about the manga and stuff for that. And so the images and stuff they were showing, like in previews, was like, man, this is like, it's gonna be like at least visually stunning. And I'm so happy that just like Free Run, Apothecary Diaries, they dropped 3 episodes on their first day. And so now we're on episode 5, I think. I think just came out, yeah. And so like that show has been superb. It's been fantastic. I actually look forward to talking about more about that in the future. And then lastly, I got a shout out, Migi and Dolly. This is the one I talked about, I think maybe mentioned before, about, it's from the same creator who did Haven't You Heard I'm Sakamoto. It's kind of like a mystery kind of thriller with like a few dashes of comedy in it or whatever. that basically follow these two twins who are pretending to be one child that got adopted while they're trying to solve the mystery of who murdered their mother. And that's all I kind of say on that right now. But I just had to shout it out because I had fell behind on some episodes. I was like 3 episodes behind. And binge watched all 3 of them yesterday or whatever. And man, that was it was just perfect timing because of the 3 episodes that I watched or whatever all happened to be part of a little mini arc or whatever. So it kind of flowed just right. And so I was like, yeah, that was a good one to kind of like let build up and stuff. And that's a topic I'm definitely going to talk about another day, of kind of like coming to stuff later and maybe getting a better experience, getting to kind of like consume it all either at once or at your own pace or whatever. What else? That's kind of like the main ones for TV I wanted to shout out. I'm planning on hopefully getting to watch. Okay, sorry, had to run away for a quick second. had a little emergency. Had to have my wife, which she's not feeling well, so I don't remember the last thing I said. But I'll just go ahead and just move on into what I was talking about, the shows I had watched. Loki. Loki season 2 is ending this week, so I haven't started watching any of it yet. So I'm like, okay, hopefully I'll watch that before I go and check out the new movie, The Marvels, or whatever. Maybe if not this weekend, sometime next week, or whatever. So planning on checking out that or whatever. And Invincible season 2 just started, but I'll probably maybe let that build up for a little bit. And who knows what else. So just a couple quick shout outs manga wise. One Piece has been fantastic as usual, and that's kind of all I'll say on that. Is just like the stuff we're kind of getting with I'll just say the Kuma flashbacks and stuff, whatever, have been like so freaking dope. God Valley Dragon, yo. So I'm definitely excited for more of that. And Sakamoto Days, y'all. I finally caught back up on Sakamoto Days. I think I was like 18, almost 20 chapters behind. So that was a sweet, 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 sweet binge read the other day. And just getting to experience just the beautiful art and the action, the fighting and stuff, whatever. I just freaking love Sakamoto Days, and I look forward to the day someday where we might get to maybe see it animated or whatever. I think those are kind of like been the two main manga things I've kind of been checking out lately, because like I said, this last couple of weeks when I've had time to do stuff, whatever, if it's not watching a show or whatever, it's been playing some games, which I'm gonna get into in a minute. But kind of before then, my topic I kind of just want to talk on for just a few minutes is kind of getting to experience stuff as blind or knowing as little as possible. Because I kind of think back when I worked retail at GameStop many, many years ago. and one of the number one situations that still just irks me to this day that I had to deal with was back during the launch cycle of Batman Arkham City. So those of y'all who have ever gone to GameStops or whatever, they got a TV up in there, whatever, where they show like different trailers or promo stuff, da 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 da. I'll never forget freaking Batman Arkham City. We had like a trailer or whatever playing to where they were going over so many of the villains and different hidden characters or whatever, like potential surprises they were going to be in that game. And that hurt me to my core so much because that's one thing I loved about Batman Arkham Asylum was, of course, it was the first of its thing. So, of course, it was an unknown thing, but I just loved playing through that game and just stumbling across all the different villains and characters and stuff that I just naturally came across, versus before the game even starts in Arkham City, I already know, okay, this character is going to make an appearance. And it just kind of sucks. Like, of course, I still love the game, but it just kind of always made me wonder, like, man, how much more would I have loved it if I would have not known any of that stuff beforehand and just gotten to experience it at my own leisure? And that is something that I've kind of taken back control of now. Of course, I haven't been working in retail for almost a decade now, which that's going to be a very interesting episode. I'm planning on in February of next year, 2024. It'll be 10 years since I got fired from GameStop and how that changed my life. So I'm in the back of my head, I have that episode planned out. I'm excited to talk about that. But, you know, since then or whatever, I've kind of, and especially in recent years, kind of like slowly started taking a step back from a bunch of promotion stuff and trailers and whatever. And this is across the board, games, TV, movies, all this stuff, whatever, to where, you know, I'll probably, of course, will check out the first trailer, maybe two of something or whatever. But especially if it's something that I 100% know I'm going to play, like what I'm going to talk about in a minute, Spider-Man 2 or whatever, I don't need to see anything else from this game or whatever, because I already know I'm going to buy it or whatever. I don't need to know, oh, this character's going to be in it, this moment's going to happen, this thing, da, da, da. And I get it. Some people are like, hey, what's the big deal? You know, you still get the experience and stuff, whatever. But it's like, I still just love that extra element of just the unknown and just naturally being surprised by stuff. And like I said, that's kind of why a lot of times with going to the movies or whatever, I don't trip too much now, at least with standard movies now. If it's like a limited run anime movie, I'm going to be there as early as possible just in case, because they don't, usually they might not always run a million trailers before, you know, the Blue Giant movie like they will before, you know, the next Avengers movie or the Marvels or whatever. So most of the time with those movies or whatever, I'll get there relatively on time from the starting time on my ticket or whatever, but I always know it's going to be about like 15 to 30 minutes of freaking commercials or whatever. And so it's like, that's cool about me, because I could take my time, get my snacks or whatever, and then come in, and I maybe have missed a good chunk of potentially spoiler trailers or whatever, because this has even gotten to the point where sometimes I just don't even look at the screen, even though like, I can't fully drown out the sound because I'm in a freaking movie theater so loud and booming. But I'll kind of like try to focus on, you know, maybe like looking at something on my phone or whatever, or, you know, whatever the case may be or whatever. But yeah, it is just something special about getting to experience that stuff, or getting to experience things in a kind of a bubble. And I feel like, you know, that's becoming less and less, or that it's becoming more and more of a rare thing. Cause like I said, even in movie trailers or whatever, they freaking, and they've been doing this for a while, but it just, you know, still gotta say, it's like, they freaking put the whole plot and story arc in the freaking trailer. It's like, oh, okay, oh, you know, it's like the beginning, okay, what is this, whatever, oh, okay, that looks interesting, oh, okay, I guess that person's dying, oh, okay, I guess, you know, they're gonna circle back and get revenge, oh, okay, I guess they're gonna team up later in the movie. I hate that crap. Man, it's like, okay, yes, tease and show us a little bit or whatever, but don't give away everything in the trailer, man. Like, I don't know if somebody somewhere that's better at, like, in marketing, whatever, is like, no, since we started showing more stuff, whatever, ticket sales have gone through the roof, right? We've had more people buy our games or whatever the case may be. But it is just like a constant minefield trying to enjoy stuff, whatever, on your own terms. Like I said, that's kind of why it bugs me when certain things are going on, you know, whether it's, you know, good, bad, or controversial or whatever, people going out of their way to spoil or ruin something for people. Because like I mentioned before, the whole Hogwarts Legacy situation happening earlier this year or whatever, to where people would just like go into the comments of just random posts, sometimes stuff related to the game, and sometimes stuff not even closely related or whatever, and just randomly just putting, oh, this happened, hey, this thing happened, oh, this tragic event happened, oh, this thing died or whatever, you know, just putting like huge plot spoilers or whatever in the comments, and it's like, why do you do this or whatever. And yeah, you know, screenshots and stuff, whatever, because, and I'm going to talk about it in a second, but, like, Spider-Man 2, like, I had this so good. I watched the initial trailer, I watched the initial gameplay, where they showed, you know, him in the Venom suit or whatever, fighting the guys or whatever, and chasing Lizard, all that stuff, whatever, and then I was like, okay, cool, that was actually way more than I needed to see, but cool, I'm not going to watch nothing else or whatever, and I had did good. From then up until literally days before the game came out, of course, review copies and stuff going out a couple weeks early or whatever, people playing it or whatever, and then, like, between reviewers and Insomniac, the actual game studio or whatever, you know, they were constantly posting pictures of, like, the different suits and stuff in the game, and I'm like, okay, it's not a big thing, but it's like, that's, like, one of, like, the cool things about the game is, like, oh, cool, I unlocked this new suit or whatever. And then, the final stinger, somebody posted screenshots of the freaking, like a big epic fight that you have at the beginning of the game, whatever. Of course, the screenshots I saw, I didn't know that that was from the beginning of the game, whatever. But still, just like, oh, that character's in it, whatever. Oh, that's dope. And whoa, the scale of this looks kind of crazy, whatever. You know, but I was, because now I'm just scrolling, whatever. And I just see the images or whatever. And at first, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm just like, you know, just kind of scrolling through whatever. And then, like, by the time my brain registers, like, crap, this is Spider-Man 2 stuff. I'm like, crap, well, I guess, okay, I know that character's in there or whatever. But it was still an awesome moment. But, like I said, I had freaking gotten so close to the freaking finishing line. The game was going to be in my hands within a matter of a day or so. And the reviewer posting this freaking screenshot. And speaking of which, too, like, one thing I also don't enjoy about just kind of, like, people being just, like, so willy-nilly with certain things, like, talking with some certain things, whatever, I feel like, especially, like, on a lot of, like, bigger, like, quote-unquote, kind of, like, mainstream podcasts, like, you know, I don't know, like, the IGN different podcast or the Kind of Funny podcast or, you know, whatever, different podcasts or whatever, I hate when they just start talking about certain things, certain moments that are, like, at the beginning of the game, and are like, well, this isn't much of a spoiler because, you know, and they, I've been listening to these podcasts for a long time, whatever, and they always be like, yeah, so this moment, and by the way, this isn't a spoiler, it's literally the first, you know, 5 minutes of the game, whatever, and it's like, that is, like, the most important part I don't want spoiled. It's, like, just because, like, you know, you'll see this as soon as you boot up the game or whatever. It's, like, well, let me experience that. I'd rather learn something or, like, hear, like a moment from, like, the middle of the game or whatever, maybe, versus, this is at the beginning of the game or being, like, oh, well, they show this in the promotional in material or they show this in the trailers or whatever. And it's like, well, what about the people who purposely aren't watching those trailers or purposely not watch, you know, checking that stuff, staying off of social media or whatever. And it's like, you're just like, oh, yeah. So the game opens up with, you know, this big, crazy scene and you're fighting this character and da-da-da-da. I just don't like that approach to stuff, whatever. Like I said, at least, like, on that scale of stuff. Of course, you know, hey, you do what you do, whatever, but like, the fact of people being like, I think it's more so the point of people constantly being like, this isn't much of a spoiler because it's in the beginning of the game, whatever. You know, it's like, I'd rather you just be like, hey, just mild spoilers for the beginning of the game versus you just being like, this is whatever, I'm going to talk about it or whatever. And it is what it is, you know, like I said, yes, it is the beginning of the game, but at the same time, it's like some of those moments, like the Spider-Man one or whatever, it's like, yeah, because, and I purposely, a lot of the podcasts and stuff I listen to or whatever, I purposely either just didn't listen to the podcast episode that week when Spider-Man was coming out and people were talking about it, or the ones that have timestamps or whatever, I just skipped to the part of the episode after they finished that discussion and stuff, whatever, you know, because sure enough, when I circled back to listen to those podcast episodes after I had beat the game, whatever, they were just willy-nilly just spoiling stuff, whatever, talking about different things and whatever. I'm just like, yo, okay. I'm glad I got to experience as much of this as possible without the information. But yeah, like I said, I just wanted to touch on that just a little bit, because like I said, it just was really on my mind a lot, like I said, in leading up to Spider-Man 2 and even with Mario Wonder a little bit, some of that stuff. And it just kind of just like made me double down on just the fact of like, yeah, I think I want to continue going down this path of not knowing too much about stuff, because like I said, even like with some of the manga that I've read or checked out some of that have gotten really good anime adaptations or whatever, sometimes I don't feel like watching the anime adaptations or whatever after a certain point or beyond like a couple episodes, because it's like, and I've already read it, I already kind of know what's coming or whatever, and yes, this might be a high quality, really well done show, but it's just like, you know, I could watch this or whatever. And now there are some shows where I still do that, but I kind of reflecting, looking back, I'm like, it's like Oshinoko, I didn't finish watching the anime for that. Same thing with right now, Undead Unluck, I haven't watched anything past episode 1. Shy, I haven't watched anything past episode 1. Tokyo Revengers, have, you know, kind of watching in bits and pieces or whatever. But these are all shows that, like, I read a good chunk of the manga before I started watching whatever, and so it's like, yes, this show is doing a fantastic job adapting this material or whatever, but it's just like, eh, I still just want to experience it, you know, myself, like I mentioned earlier with the Freerun Beyond Journey's End. I'm glad I only read the one volume, and now everything after that is new and fresh to me or whatever. But yeah, so I would be curious to know, like what y'all think about how do y'all handle spoilers and trying to avoid stuff online or whatever. Because like I said, it has definitely been, I've definitely tried to do better by navigating and, you know, maybe just staying off of social media for certain times, or maybe muting certain people's accounts that I know, okay, they're going to be, you know, this, you know, they're going to be talking heavy about this show or this game or whatever. So, okay, maybe I'll just mute this person for a little bit. And hopefully I remember to come back and unmute you someday. It'll probably be months from now, because I'll forget. And I'll be like, man, I haven't seen any tweets from so-and-so in a while. Oh, crap, I had them muted for who knows why now, because it's been 5 months, you know, and stuff. So, but yeah. So, yeah, man, it is, like I said, it's just, like, super awesome to get to experience stuff knowing as little as possible. And so I kind of use that to transition to talking about these couple of games. So first of all, I just wanted just a shout out to Super Mario Wonder, man. And speaking of the birthday boy Vash, he has been blowing through that game, man. And it kind of worked out to where that and Spider-Man coming out on the same day ended up being the perfect storm for my family situation, to where me and Vash both played a little bit of co-op on Mario Wonder here and there and stuff. But for the most part, he's left me in the dust. He is like, every now and then when I'll kind of like look over his shoulder and be like, oh, what's going on over there on his screen, he got all different areas and locations and places, whatever, unlocked or whatever. I be seeing stuff, I'm like, yo, what is that? That looks cool, you know, and stuff, whatever. But, you know, but it is just like a wonderful thing that, you know, him, you know, 5 now being 6, having to have this experience, whatever, because back when Mario Odyssey came out, that came out the year he was born. So, you know, me and my wife was playing Mario Odyssey, whatever, back then. And, you know, he's played, of course, you know, Mario's 3D World and different stuff here and there. But I feel like Mario Wonder might be kind of like one of those, like, first, like, really, really true personal memories or whatever of his, that is fully of his own, because you know, we've played Rayman Legends and stuff here and there for years at this point, since he was like freaking 3 and could, you know, hold the controller properly, whatever, and move around and stuff, whatever. But I feel like, as far as like, hey, he is having an experience mostly to himself, whatever. Until like every now and then, like, he'll get to like a challenge area and ask me for help, and we'll run through co-op and try to beat it and stuff together, and that stuff is fun. But and I guess, let me take a step back. So Super Mario Wonder is the new 2D platformer game on the Nintendo Switch. Like I mentioned, it came out on October 20th, same day as Spider-Man 2 and some other stuff. But and yeah, it is just like such a fun and truly wonderful game. It's kind of hard to describe as somebody who has played Mario since the original one on the original NES, Nintendo Entertainment System, back in the day, or whatever, playing growing up when I was Vash's age, all them years ago, to watching it over the years and all the transitions and all the different spinoffs and different things, whatever, to now come back to a 2D platformer one, to where they've done so many freaking new things in this game. There's so many new enemy types, and they got, of course, like a couple of new abilities, like the elephant thing, the bubble suits. I think it's like a drill thing. I haven't got to play with the bubble or the drill thing yet. I think Vash has, but not me. But you know, a few new interesting suits, like I said, a ton of new enemies and stuff, and then of course this crazy unique way to experience these different levels with this wonder seed, to where each or majority of the levels have this wonder seed that you can get, and it kind of like activates kind of like a trippy mode, so to speak, of the level, and each level handles it super differently. And that's kind of been like the fun thing of getting to the wonder seed, touching it, and then just waiting to see, like, yo, what chaos is about to unfold from, you know, from this seed or whatever. So you play through the level with the different modifiers or whatever going on until you find the other wonder seed to stop it or whatever. But all in all, like I said, it is just like a super, super awesome, fun game. I look forward to hopefully maybe diving back into it proper myself soon. It's just been so many freaking games coming out, y'all, that I am excited to play. Like, I really want to potentially try to get my hands on Alan Wake 2, because now I never played Alan Wake 1 yet. I have it because I think it's like a free on like PlayStation Plus or whatever, so I have it. But man, like the way Alan Wake 2 looks, it's like a, and remember, your boy doesn't really do spooky stuff too much, but this feels like it might be like right on the edge of that kind of like slash, like a thriller suspense type of game or whatever. And I talked about it before, how much I loved Control. I don't have the box, I don't think, but yeah, Control, this is one of my favorite games I played some years back. I think it was 2016, I think. Yeah, but anywho, I'm getting started. 2019. One of my favorite games I played that year. And, like, Alan Wake 2 looks phenomenal. Everything that I've seen and heard about it sounds phenomenal. And so I'm like, crap, do I want to try to maybe just dive into that? Or maybe go back and try to play Alan Wake 1? I don't know. We'll see. I'll get to that at some point. And same thing with this kind of, like, space kind of like exploration game I've been wanting to play called The Invincible, that also just came out the other day, and I'm like, crap, man, too many games. But anywho, Mario Wonder, fantastic game, super looking forward to diving back into the game. Like, so I'm super happy that Vash has been in love with it or whatever, and having a fun time with it. Now, I think I'm going to end it probably talking on Spider-Man 2, I think. Yeah. Shout out real quick. I got to give a shout out. They officially confirmed earlier today that the first trailer for potentially Grand Theft Auto 6, or just for sure the next Grand Theft Auto, will be released in about a month. So early December, maybe at the Game Awards, who knows. But leaks and rumors started swirling yesterday, and then Rockstar came out and officially was like, yes, you know, this year we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of, you know, of Rockstar Games and Grand Theft Auto, yada, yada, yada. And so rumors are true. Yes, next month we will be showing the first trailer for the next Grand Theft Auto game. So it's like, yo, super excited for that. So, but Spider-Man 2. All right. So this is how I'm going to handle this. So I'm going to talk in general at first about the game, give general thoughts, and then I will let y'all know when and if I decide to go into talking about specifics and spoiler stuff, whatever. And this is pretty much be the last thing I'm going to talk about for this episode. So, you know, if y'all want to skip ahead to maybe if I have a time step that says like outro and final thoughts, whatever, skip ahead to then if you don't want to hear anything about the game. But otherwise, I'm supposed to start talking about it now. So, Spider-Man 2. Y'all. Honestly, with the stress that's been going on lately at work and different life stuff, whatever, between this and Mario Wonder, these ended up being the perfect games to come at this point in time. Like I said, obviously, like I just talked about with Mario, just with like the fun and the whimsy and stuff of the game. But with Spider-Man 2, just how fun it is to play this game. Getting to continue this journey with both Peter and Miles, getting to switch between the two characters and stuff, whatever. They both have, of course, they're both intertwined in the main story, but then they both also have side quests and stuff that they each do individually, whatever. They might cross paths or whatever, and or you might be out fighting or whatever, and then the other one is in the area, so they'll help you out or whatever. That stuff is pretty cool. But yeah, it just felt so good gameplay wise just being back in control of this game. I think I had mentioned last time in the lead up of Spider-Man 2, I had re-downloaded Miles Morales just because I wanted to at least just swing around the city or whatever. And so like all the new traversal stuff with the wingsuit and just having made stuff so much faster, you can the web zipping around with the webs and stuff, to also like all the new combat stuff and techniques and stuff, which I'm gonna talk about specifically in a little bit or whatever. All in all, this game was super fun, super dope. I'm trying to think, I don't know how I feel like it stacked up with the other two, because Miles Morales game was pretty, obviously it was smaller, a little bit more condensed or whatever of a story and stuff, whatever. The first Spider-Man game was super dope, really nice and unexpected story. What I will say is I did also enjoy this story because it kind of has a couple of I guess like acts and stuff, whatever, because you kind of like the first situation and then kind of like stuff in the second situation, and then kind of like a big aftermath or whatever towards the end, or in the last third of it. And I feel like it started off really strong. I don't know, the middle part kind of has certain moments or whatever, but like there's like a certain point in the story to where it just grabbed me and I was like, yo, okay, now I just need to, okay, things are happening and escalating at such a pace to where it's like, no, okay, I need to see what the next story mission is. I need to go and do the next story mission. And I'm pretty, I think I have like a couple more things to do to clean up trophy wise or whatever, so I can try to platinum 100% the game. Some of it is stuff I kind of wish that I maybe would have like glanced at some of the trophies before I finished the main story, because some of the trophies like web up 25 enemies on your on the zip line or whatever, and I'm like, crap, this would have been super easy to do in some of these hideouts and stuff, which now once you've beaten the game and beaten them or whatever, there's no replay hideouts. Like I think the last game or the 2018 game had or whatever. And so I feel like it would have been cool to at least like have it still be on the map, and it's like, hey, I want to go back in and just replay this whatever. I think that would have been super helpful, because now it's just like, crap, I'm trying to go through. And same thing is like, hey, use this technique or that technique or this item or whatever, you know, 100 times or whatever. It's like, well, crap. You know, if I would have been more cognizant of that or whatever, I would have knocked this out in some of these big fights or whatever. So, but anyway, all in all, it was a fantastic adventure, fantastic ride playing through this game. And I look forward to seeing whatever they do next. Well, obviously, the Wolverine game is the next one they're supposed to be releasing. I think maybe even next year, but we'll see if they're actually able to hit that goal. But for sure, this game, though, was so much freaking fun. And and like I said, it kind of, the pacing was kind of weird in some certain areas or whatever. Some of the side quests was kind of you know, whatever. But I feel like all in all, it was more positive and more fun than anything else. And like I said, just like so many of the surprises I can't wait to talk about in a minute or whatever, just like really, really, really had me pulling through. And I freaking loved a lot of the freaking different suits and stuff you get. I'll just definitely say a shout out to, what was it? It was like a Kraven, kind of like Hunter Spider-Man suit you get with kind of like a fur collar and stuff. I was like, this looks so freaking dope. but yeah, so like I said, all in all, if you enjoyed Spider-Man 2018 and you enjoyed the Miles Morales game, Spider-Man 2 is a must play without a doubt. It is a must play. I would say, all in all, with me getting close to 100% of the game, took me about 30 hours, which is nice. Nice amount of time, whatever. So I was like, okay, hey, I got a decent amount of time with both the story and all the side content and stuff, whatever. I really enjoyed how they kind of sprinkled around more of like the side objectives and stuff, whatever, to where, you know, yeah, and like the previous games, they kind of like, okay, when you unlocked a certain collectible or a side mission or whatever, all of them across the map got unlocked or whatever. But I like this one to where it was like, of course, like some of like the certain types of missions, they had all of them on the map or whatever, because that makes sense to do. But certain other things or whatever, like the spider boss, I'll just say as a little tease, those, until you kind of get close to them, whatever, then they'll show up on your mini map, whatever. But I feel like that stuff was just handled super well. But like I said, highly recommend this game. Super awesome. Like I said, I cannot wait to see what they do with the next Spider-Man game and however many years that is. And I definitely can't wait to see what they do with the Wolverine next as well. So, now, spoilers. I'm about to dive into some spoiler stuff, whatever. So, man, what I was talking about earlier, whatever, with the big moment that started the game off or whatever that got spoiled for me a little bit was the Sandman thing. So, I saw images of a giant Sandman, of course, with no context of when in the game this happens, da-da-da-da. But, man, that was a super fun introductory way to start off the game. I wasn't 100% feeling the side quest for Sandman, though. Like I get what they're trying to go for with the heart tugging moments or whatever, because it's, you know, him kind of losing pieces of his mind and worried about his daughter and stuff, whatever. As a father, I connected with that or whatever. But I feel like the way it was kind of presented just sounded so dry. And maybe, hey, it's Sandman, so maybe pun intended, it being kind of dry. But just like the way the voice was talking about whatever just sounded so bleh, so drab or whatever. But hey, you know, it was still kind of just fun, just fighting the freaking sand clones and stuff, whatever, was super dope. So the kind of like I mentioned, I feel like it was kind of like the first actor was kind of like dealing with Craven and like the setup of finding out who he is, why, you know, him hunting down all the other villains and actually killing some of them or whatever, like Scorpion gone, seemed like Vulture's out of there. So that was kind of interesting. Like, it's like, oh, okay, we killing. Which I know we kind of joke about all the time with like, you know, the Batman Arkham games and the Spider-Man games. So it's like, okay, they don't kill, but it's like, yo, y'all are hospitalizing some of these people, whatever. And it's like, yo, the way I'm slamming you, you know, flipping you up in the air with my webs and smashing you to the concrete, or you bounce up and I can continue comboing you, you is dead, bro. That person is dead. but yeah, so that kind of like first part with Kraven stuff, whatever. And then I kind of like how they kind of like interweave some of the stuff to where it was like, you know, you're kind of trying to track down Kraven and also help Harry and stuff, whatever. And then, you know, Dr. Connors, Lizard gets captured. You get stabbed by freaking Kraven. You're about, like, Peter Parker's about to die. And then, cool thing I loved how they did in this also is, forgive me for being all over the place, but I'm just kind of talking myself as I think about it. But, of course, you know, Harry having the symbiote suit or whatever. Of course, I don't know too much about the Spider-Man comic stuff, whatever. So a lot of this stuff, what I'm pretty sure, in some variation of the comics, he had this, whatever. But yeah, just seeing the symbiote leave Harry to go on to Peter to save his life, and then slowly seeing the shift in the mindset and stuff of Peter over the game, of the symbiote taking more and more over him, whatever. And then, like I said, I love like the fights and the chases of Lizard. That was a cool boss fight. The confrontation with Kraven and stuff was pretty cool. And like I mentioned, how they continue to kind of like interweave all this stuff to where it was like, okay, you know, Kraven is now kind of interested in hunting down Spider-Man with the symbiote suit or whatever, because you find out that he is basically searching for a worthy challenge to kill him or whatever, because I guess he's super sick and about to die. But he'd rather go out on his own terms versus, you know, being in a hospital bed or whatever. One thing I didn't touch on in the non-spoiler stuff, which is whatever at this point, but it's like the game was like visually stunning, and like I wish I could freaking show this properly on my screen or whatever. But y'all, like these images and stuff, whatever, look so freaking stunning. And look how freaking good this game just looks, y'all. It just looks so freaking good. But yeah, so that fight or whatever, I loved the team up moment of Miles and Lee going into Peter's mind and kind of like freeing him from the symbiote thing or whatever. The surprise moment of getting to play as Venom was super wild and super unexpected, because it was like when the symbiote thing gets free after you have this cool boss fight where, you know, you kind of beat Kraven as symbiote Peter, you're about to kill him, Miles comes in and saves Kraven, or stops you from killing, basically. Then it's Miles versus Peter boss fight, which is dope. You get the symbiote suit off, you get it captured. Harry's frustrated when you take it back. Harry breaks the containment device. It goes back over Harry, and you know, now we get the freaking humongous giant Venom, which was just like so freaking awesome. And then you get to freaking play as Venom, just like destroying people. Snap. Now, that first time you get to do like the kind of like a finisher move, like the triangle, the circle, where you literally snap a dude backwards or whatever. It was like, yo, okay. And then like you like biting dudes and stuff. It was like, whoa. And then, of course, ends off with you fighting Kraven, and then freaking Venom literally biting off his head. I was like, yo, I was definitely not expecting this or whatever. Which, speaking of which, was Spider-Man 2 rated M? Okay, nope. I just checked the box art. Nope, it's just rated T for teen. So it's a very strong teen. But yeah, so getting to play as freaking Venom and all that stuff. I freaking was not expecting the freaking boss fight against Mary Jane, where she gets taken over by the symbiote thing and she becomes a character named Scream. Now, that's my first time ever seeing that character. And like I said, probably, you know, obviously stuff in the comics or whatever. But that was something that was like super dope and unexpected to see in that. Same thing with the side quest where you're Peter working with Yuri, the former police officer from the first game, who now goes by the vigilante name Wraith. You fight in this group called the Flame, and then that ends with the guy taking a red symbiote thing, which is going to eventually be Carnage. So I look forward to seeing if they're going to do a DLC or the next game, whatever the case may be, or whatever, where we have to deal with Carnage and stuff. So that was super awesome. But like I said, seeing that moment, and then like I said, the boss fight with Mary Jane and Scream, because her character design looked like super dope and super clean. And now that I'm kind of like looking at some images from like the cartoon and stuff, whatever, I think I probably have maybe seen that at some point or whatever, but just didn't really know what it was. But yeah, that was a super awesome moment. And then the kind of like final stretch, I feel like, where it like truly pulled me in and I was like, yo, I need to just like dive into this game, no more stopping, whatever, was after, you know, you kind of deal with the symbiote things taking over the city or whatever, which, man, those little like symbiote nest things was like super hard to freaking fight or whatever, but it was a welcome challenge or whatever. Not saying I didn't like it or whatever, but yeah, so that, but the moment where basically Peter comes out or whatever and just sees, and I had screenshot it, this shot of freaking Venom and the symbiote just taking over big chunks of the city. And everything, like this whole like region, just looks super dark and grim, and you just see these freaking tendrils all over the skyline and stuff, whatever. It just looked so hauntingly beautiful in all the best ways. Like I said, like man, like when you kind of get outside, and then you're perched up on the building, and you just see this kind of just like desolate cityscape, and I was like, yo, yeah. but yeah, y'all, like I said, like that's kind of it in a nutshell. Like, so I don't need to go beat for beat with everything or whatever, but all in all, I freaking really 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 enjoy this game. It was like, so just super fun to play, getting to do, of course, like I said, play as Venom, playing as Peter with the symbiote powers and stuff, both the regular and the anti-venom stuff, when he gets the white symbiote suit. Miles's own Venom electrical power upgrades and stuff, whatever, was super dope and stuff as well. And I kind of also enjoyed, even since sometimes it was kind of weird, but just kind of like some of the kind of like slower moments in this game that I feel like we didn't get too much of in the previous games and stuff, because it definitely kind of reminded me more of like a Last of Us approach, to where it was like, okay, well, in between the big crazy chaos stuff, whatever, we're gonna go here and explore this area. You can walk around, do whatever, play some mini games and stuff, whatever. You know, like the carnival thing, whatever, in Spider-Man 2, and you know, going on doing the bike ride side mission, and yeah, just different little stuff like that or whatever and stuff. So, but yeah. So all in all, Spider-Man 2, super awesome. Like I said, highly recommend you playing it if you haven't already. And so with that, I think I'm gonna wrap things up. I'm surprised I went over an hour. Super awesome. You know, that I was able to survive this long recording and stuff. So, but like I said, I'm super happy to be able to do this and stuff. So, but yes, I'll be getting this uploaded sometime in the morning. Probably do it while I'm at work, because I think it's supposed to be pouring down raining tomorrow. So I'm gonna get to work, whatever, just be settled, and then just be yeah, doing that. So but yeah, so like I said, look forward to hopefully in one of the coming episodes me talking about and maybe and recommending some stuff that I'm watching in the fall anime season. Like I say, please continue to go back and check out previous episodes, previous reviews and discussions and stuff. I think I have a dope conversation I had with Rob J and Scuba Steve from Inside the Mind of a Blurred, where we had reviewed and talked about the TV show The Bear way back in the summer. I've just been sitting on it. I think I probably released that probably the week of Thanksgiving. I think that would be very fitting time for that episode. And I still got to freaking release my episode I did with the homie Chris, Anime Gencho. But anyway, I'm rambling and stuff, whatever. But as always, thank y'all so much for watching and or listening. You can find me everywhere at Daddy's Talk. And just know I always appreciate all the love, kindness, and support that y'all always give me and that y'all always show me. Like I said, hopefully things kind of get better and more structured and settled down life-wise. We'll see. Because like I said, basketball and cross country is starting up next week. And I'm dealing with this car stuff, whatever. So we'll see where life takes me. But like I said, hopefully I can kind of sneak away here and there and do some more proper recordings. Like I said, even if it's just some reviews and stuff, whatever. I want to just continue having this outlet and stuff, whatever, for myself. And also, you know, for hey, anybody out there that is been rocking with me for however long, whether it's been since the beginning 2 years ago, or you're new here, whatever, it is greatly appreciated, your time and your patience with me. And so with that, I am out. And like I always say, as always, treat yourself to something nice. Read some manga, watch some anime and TV, play some freaking video games. Play some freaking video games, because it is a lot of them. And shoot, I forgot my saying. Treat yourself to something nice. Read some manga, watch some anime and TV, play some video games, and live your best life. And with that, I'm out, and I'm sleepy. Y'all have an awesome day and week. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all, and I'll catch y'all on the next one. Peace.